is page 515. Page 515. That's way back in the Old Testament. Amen. But we're going to be in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20, verse 5. Again, 2 Kings, chapter 20, verse 5. Give me an amen when you get there with me.
Amen.
Give me a thumbs up at home in the comments when you get there with us. Amen. Hey, the title of today's message is something that we might struggle with from time to time. Because sometimes we don't think it happens. Sometimes if it don't happen right away, we're like, man, God ain't talking to me no more. He ain't telling me enough. He's not answering me. Amen? But the title of today's message is, I have heard your prayers. Amen? We go through a lot of times and say prayers to God. And if we don't hear that answer right then, because we are a me society wanting answers now and not later, if we don't get that answer right then, we think God don't hear our prayers. We think He's not listening to us. Amen? We think, oh, He must have said no. When in reality, He may just be saying, hang out. Hold on. Later. It's coming. But we ain't got no patience, do we? I don't know about you, but I ain't got no patience. How about you at home? You got patience? Give me a thumbs up if you do. But most of you are probably going to go like that. Because we're all human. We all want some of that need that's living in society right now. We all want to be answered when we want to be answered. Amen? Not in God's time, but in our time. That's completely backwards to the Bible, ain't it? Because the Bible tells us everything will be done in God's time. Not our time, but His time. Amen? So trust me. When you get to that point, and you go, oh, Jesus, I need so-and-so. I need this and that. I got a problem I need just taken care of right now. My hip hurts. I need to take care of right now. And you don't hear an immediate answer back. You don't hear a yes. You don't hear a no. Guess what? That's not going to not answer. Amen? Because as I've told y'all before, God answers us in one of three ways. He either says yes, He either says no, or by silence, He says, wait. Hang on. It ain't time yet. Amen? And that's where we lose our patience. We lose our mind, don't we? We go flip crazy. I can't wait. I can't wait. This has got to be done right now. I got to have this taken care of right now. It ain't your time. If He says, wait, just hold on. Hold on, kids. Trust me. You're going to enjoy the ride to the end, to that wait time that He has for you. Amen? So our scripture today again, 2 Kings, chapter 20, verse 5. And it says, go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer. Amen? Everybody say, ah, He's heard my prayer. And I've seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up from the temple of the Lord. He told Hezekiah, what? I've heard you. I've listened. I'm going to answer it, and the guy will heal you. But guess what? It ain't happening yet. You got to wait 3 days. You got to hang out for 3 days. And then you can go up from the Lord healed. Ooh, would we not have a rebellion on our hands if we got told that directly from God right away when we asked for something? I hear you. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to give you whatever problem you got. But you got to wait 3 days. We're like, nope, nope. Let me try that again, Lord. I need this now. And no, you got to wait. You got to wait. May we all have the patience of Hezekiah to wait upon the Lord, our God, to heal us in His time, not our time. Amen? And it's good that we get to the word time. Woo-hoo. That word time is often taken for granted. We take it for granted every day, don't we? When we wake up, we take for granted every day. We're all guilty of wasting time, aren't we? We all waste some time. We're guilty of not using our time wisely. In fact, there's an old cliche out there that says, time waits for who? No man. Y'all hear that at home? Time ain't waiting for you. Time waits for no man. The American Heritage College Dictionary defines time as a non-spatial continuum in which events occur in an apparently irreversible succession from the past through the present and from the present to the future. So therefore, time is something that we don't have much of. How many of y'all know your days are numbered? Amen. Our hours are numbered. Our minutes are numbered. Time is something we don't have much of. And we don't know when ours is done, do we? We don't know. Only God knows when our time is done. Amen. The facts are this. There are many of us sitting here in church and watching on home right now who have often wished that we could recapture the past. How many of y'all went back? Oh, let me tell you. If I could go back to high school, I'd do so much different than what I did. Sorry about your luck. You're out of luck because you can't go back and change it. Can you? No matter how bad you might want to, you can't go back and recapture your past. We've often said, I wish I could turn back the hands of time. I could wish I could turn back the clock to an earlier time. I wish I could turn it back to before something happened. Uh-oh. We can't though, can we? Time is one of our most valuable things that our God has gave us. We can't wait. We can waste money, and it's okay. Y'all hear that? We can waste money, and it's okay. What are you talking about, preacher? What do you mean we can waste money and it's okay? Well, follow me on this one. I'll say this because we have the opportunities to earn more money. So we can lose money and it'll be okay. We have the opportunity to save more money by not spending so much of it. Amen? Or even working a part-time job to earn more of it. But wasted time is wasted time. We can't get that back. We can't work extra or stay up extra and get extra time. We're stuck with it. Amen? We are stuck with it. Once it's gone forever. Amen? There's no earning it back. There's no negotiating it back. How many of y'all ever prayed to God? Hey, I wish you'd just give me one more. Yeah, no. That time's over. We all would like for it to be, though, wouldn't we? Time only comes from God. For the few moments that I have, I just want to expound on 2 points for you. Y'all like it? Usually we got like an 8-point sermon. We got 2 points today. Amen? And I'll try to do it not too long a time. Because I know our time is precious to each one of us. Amen? So my first point today is this. When is it time to go to our island of Patmos? Y'all remember John, right? He went to the island of Patmos to what? Spend time with the Lord. Amen? And get revelated about the future. Amen? Hence the book of Revelation. But John had to get away. He couldn't do it while he was around everybody. Amen? He had to go to the island of Patmos. He had to be by himself with the Lord. When is it your time to go to your island of Patmos? There comes a time in life that we have to remove ourselves from everyone and everything. There are going to be some situations that require all of our attentions, all of our mental discipline, all of our concentrations. There's going to come time when advice from family and friends isn't going to mean much. And for some people, seeking the advice of a psychic, y'all know them. Amen. Guess what? Just save your money. Because the psychics don't work either. Psychic is a liar. Psychic is a fraud. Amen. But we got a lot of people that try to use them, don't we? A lot of people that try to go to them. They try to find their answers instead of following their paths. Amen. But I just want to share with you here where you can go to seek counsel. Amen. You can go to seek peace and the solutions. Some solutions and some answers for some unanswered questions that we have. There is a place that you can go that can give you all the answers that you seek. And that place is called your island of Patmos. I know we might have some people that have studied the Bible in here. We're at home watching. But I'm not talking about that place where John was exiled to. That was about 20 miles long. It was about 10 miles wide. And that high mountain that reached an altitude of 500 feet. I'm not talking about that place where John went into the mountains and received revelations from God. I'm not talking about that kind of physical place. I'm simply talking about a place where you can go to seek God's face. Where you can go to talk truthfully and directly with our Lord and Savior. Where you can go to get a little closer with Him. To know that He's hearing your prayers. Amen? And that's your little island of Patmos. I know 2 Chronicles, y'all remember this one. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, what? If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then, everybody say then. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We got to be a people on our knees, guys. We got to be humble. We got to go to our island of Patmos so that God will then hear us and then heal us and then forgive us. Amen? You need a place which is you and God. A place that has peace. A place that is serene. And that has to be a place and a time of separation. Not around a bunch of people. Amen? Not a place. You need a place where there's no distractions. Not a place of chaos. Amen? Because saints, the reason that we can't move forward in ministry is because there is just too many distractions. Too many worldly distractions. Too many Satan distractions. Too many sin distractions. Amen? Too many interruptions. Too many disruptions. Too many disturbances and way too much commotion. How many of y'all know our world outside these walls is filled with commotion and chaos? Because the Satan is trying to get to you, trying to distract you from what you need, from your time and your separation. And in that place, y'all ain't gonna like this one. In that place will need to be a place where the television, I'm going to get in trouble, ain't I? Where the television is off. Not on. Amen. This is a place where the cell phones and home phones, called landlines, that's an old term, right? Are turned off. What? When was the last time you turned your cell phone off? That's what I thought. How about at home? When was the last time you guys turned your cell phone off? I'm going to be honest with you. It's been a long time, unfortunately, since I've turned my cell phone off. But we got to get that separation, don't we? This is the place where only you and God need to commune. You don't need your neighbors. You don't need your brother. You don't need your sister. You don't need your mama, your gammy, your whoever, your nanny, your papa. You just need you and God. You and Jesus. You and the Holy Spirit. That's all you need to commune with. That's why the senior generation says, just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I broke out a song. I can't believe it. That's why the songwriter wrote the song, Steal Away. Because sometimes you have to just steal away. You have to, just for you and God, so that you can seek the face that you need to seek. Not a human face, but a Jesus God face. For some answers that you've been seeking. For the questions that you've been looking for. That's where you'll find the answers. Amen. Now you must know that going to your island of Patmos is not a fun place, is it? Well, guess what? John's island of Patmos wasn't fun either. Amen. That was a hard, brutal island that he was on. Some tears were going to be shed, amen, on that island. Some pain and suffering is going to take place when we commune truly with our God. On this island, you'll suffer. You'll be lied on. You'll be abused. And dragged through the mud. On this island, it is a time of fasting and praying. So the record is Hezekiah found himself in that type of situation. Hezekiah understood quite well the meaning of time. The scripture says, in those days Hezekiah became ill, and he was at the point of death. And the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, came to him and said, this is what the Lord says, put your house in order, because you are going to die, and you will not recover. Ooh, that's going to hurt. Amen? Hey, let me tell you, that God is telling us all, put our house in order. Because it's time. We are going to die at some point and not recover. We're going to be in the same situation that Hezekiah was. Let us learn from the lesson today to get it done in advance, not to struggle from behind. Amen? The Bible portrays that Hezekiah was devastated by that news. He was tore up from the floor up by that news for two reasons. One is, him like us, he wanted to live. He didn't want to die. How many of y'all want to live and not die? Amen. I'm ready to die, but I'd rather live. He wanted to live. Hezekiah wanted life just like the rest of us. I don't know about you, but I want to live as long as I can. Amen. And then, I want to see Jesus for myself. Secondly, if you look at the history, the Old Covenant promised temporal prosperity, including length of days to the righteousness. So Hezekiah's mind went into a whirlwind, asking himself these questions. Lord, I walked like you told me to walk. And I'm asking, why is this for me? I kept a high level of integrity towards you. I served you faithfully. God, what's up? Why am I dying now? Hey, ain't that questions that we ask each and every day when we go through problems? Lord, I kept your high standards of morality. And now, why must I get my house in order? Everybody, yeah, me society, right? Why must I get my house in order? Did I not follow you? Did I not follow you as you instructed me to? Whew. I don't know about you, but I know that I would have been asking God some deep questions as to why me, just like Hezekiah did. But Hezekiah knew something. He knew that he had to seek God's face. He knew that he couldn't let the world talk him into a death sentence. Amen? He had to seek God's face. He had to find his island of Patmos. Amen? And saints, guess what? If you don't get anything else from this word today, get this. When you're going through, when you're having heartaches and pains, when you're going through troubles and trials, whenever you're going through Just know that we have to see God's face. Just like Hezekiah did. How many of y'all want to be Hezekiah people? We want to see God's face. Amen. That's the only way that we're going to get through it. Don't let Satan tempt you into the outside, into the world side. Seek God's face. And there can be no interruptions. There can be no talking from others. How many of y'all know y'all got brother, Christian brothers and sisters that need to shut up once in a while? Need to stay out of your time with the Lord. Need to let you have your own me time with God. Amen? Instead of quick interrupting you. There has to be no interference, no interruption, no interloping. There can be no disruption, no disturbances, no disconnections, or any intermissions. You got to get with God. You got to spend time with God. You've got to find your island of Patmos. Thinking spiritually, I would say that Hezekiah and everyone to leave his room, he faced the wall. Or asked, that he asked everybody to leave his room. And he faced his wall and began to pray. I say he didn't wait no time. He didn't listen for the other people in the house to disrupt him. He said, I love you, but you got to get gone because I got to get into some prayer. I got to get into some God time. Amen. He couldn't go to the temple and pray. He needed to seek God right away. He needed to go to his island of Patmos. He faced the wall and went into fervent prayer. James 5:16 in NIV says, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you might be healed. The prayer of a righteous man, y'all hear that? The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And James 5:16 in the King James Version says this way, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We all have to go to our island of Patmos from time to time. Amen. Sometimes, I'm sure we can all relate to some of these, but sometimes when our spouses are acting strange, we have to go to our island of Patmos. Sometimes when our friends and relatives are tripping out, we have to go to our island of Patmos. Whenever our church family gets on the crazy side, we got to go to our island of Patmos. When our children are acting out, when our health begins to fail, amen? When our jobs are on the brink, when we lose a family member, we got to visit our island of Patmos. We got to get alone time with our God, with our Lord and Savior. Amen. While Hezekiah was praying in his island of Patmos, we can see hope and faithfulness lifted up. The reason that I see hope and faithfulness is because he could have cursed God at that point and died. But he didn't, did he? He held on to hope. He held on to faith. As some of our seasoned saints would say, I'm just holding on. I can make it a little further because the old traditional church used to say years ago, I'm just holding on because I want to run on and see what the end is going to be. I'm just holding on so I can finish the race. I'm just holding on so I can have more time with Jesus, with God. My second point today is this. You must know what you're going through. Don't determine where you're going to. I'll repeat that again for you. What you're going through, don't determine where you're going to. Amen? What problems we're facing right now, don't determine where our eternity is going to be. Amen? Our problems that we have right now are only temporal. They're only for a short time. Amen. Some of y'all in here in the home right now think that your condition that you have right now is your conclusion. Some of you here right now think that because you have an illness, that's that. Amen? How many of y'all, when you get an illness, is that, that's it. Okay. Well, the old cliche says, I haven't heard the fat lady sing yet. Amen? And I don't hear her tuning up either. She ain't ready. God's not done with you. Amen? He's not going to let your condition, your illness, your problem that you have right now, He's not going to let that be your conclusion, your ending. Amen? How can you say these things, Pastor? How can you say these things? When we look at 2 Kings 20 verse 4, it says, before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him and said, go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord, and I will add 15 years to your life. Whew. Hezekiah just got blessed, didn't he? Amen. He went from death to an additional 15 years of life by waiting and praying to the Lord. Amen. And seeking His face. There's something about that number three that makes me want to shout a little bit. Just hold on and we'll visit that number three here in just a second. But God says in essence that your condition can change because He is the God of gods. He is the Lord of lords. He is the host of hosts. He can change us in a matter of an instant, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. God says that your condition may not be permanent. Some of the things that we're dealing with, Satan wants to make you think and make you feel that you're trapped in them. Amen? Anxiety, depression, addictions. Satan will tell you you're stuck. You ain't got no choice, you ain't got no way out. But God says, those are conditions, not your destination. Amen? They're not your conclusion. Amen? But we're held hostage because we let Satan lie to us. Amen? And y'all know he is the father of the liar, right? And the Bible says clearly in James 8:44, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding on to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is the liar and the father of lies. In other words, it's not over until God says it's over. Amen? If Satan's telling you it's over, again, he's lying to you. He's deceiving you. He's fooling you. God is the one that's in control. God is the one that will finally say when it's over. Amen? And I'm here as a witness before Almighty God today to let you know it's not over until God says so. Amen? So if Satan is telling you you're done, just look at him and say, you're a liar. You got to go. Because God hadn't told me it's over yet. God will be my final destination. God will be when my ending comes, not Satan. Amen? Remember what God said through the mouth of our Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4:17. He said, For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. But if we read a little further in verse 18, it says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For what is seen is temporary. In other words, thank God trouble don't always last. I don't think you guys are feeling me on this, are you? Come on. Look at Moses. Moses has a condition. He was a murderer, wasn't he? Y'all do know that, right?
Amen.
Moses was a murderer. If you read Exodus 2:12, he slew an Egyptian and hid him in the sand. He was a murderer. Amen. It was his condition, but it wasn't his conclusion. Amen. Naaman had a condition. Naaman, if you remember, was a leper. If you read 2 Kings 5:10, Elisha told Naaman to go to the River Jordan, that old muddy River Jordan, and dip yourself 7 times, and your flesh will be as clean as a newborn baby. Being a leper was his condition. Amen? But it wasn't Naaman's conclusion. And what about Lazarus? Ooh. You were sick. And then you died. Amen? Lazarus was sick. And then he died. But death was his condition. It wasn't his conclusion. Y'all agree with that? Death was Lazarus' condition. But it wasn't his conclusion. Because Jesus came forth to the tomb and called him out. Lazarus! Where you at? He wasn't dead no more, was he? So he wasn't in that dead condition. It wasn't his conclusion. Amen? And I want to revisit that special number 3 now. In 2 Kings 25 and 6 says, go back and tell Hezekiah, leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the 3rd day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord, and I will add 15 years onto your life. I will change your condition of death. It's not your conclusion. You got 15 more years till the conclusion. Amen? Come on, people. Come on, Jesus. I'm ready. People, just know that your cross was your conclusion. Not the world, not Satan. Amen? Not sin. Your cross was your conclusion. Let me just park here for a second. Let y'all think about that. Jesus came into the world for you and me. No other reason. For you and me. He came in so that we could get out of our condition to our conclusion. Amen. I'm still not feeling you, preacher. Let's go. If you look at the beginning of the book of Matthew, in the very first chapter, we learn the genealogy of Jesus Christ, don't we? He came through the lineage of David so that he could set us free on that special day. What day? 3rd day. That 3rd day that he rose again. Amen. That day that Jesus went to the old rugged cross. They hung him high, didn't they? They stretched him wide. He died on that Friday. But, everybody say but.
Right.
I like a but. But on that 3rd day, early on Sunday morning, he got up with all the power in his hands. Praise God. Again, your condition is not your conclusion. Thanks to Jesus Christ. That's our way out. Amen. That's our way out of our condition to a conclusion of eternity in heaven. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for all you do for us, Lord. Lord, I, as always, thank you for getting me out of the way, Lord, and allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. For your word spoken, not mine, Jesus. Lord, I ask you just to impress upon our hearts today, Lord, the messages that you hear our prayers, Lord. Lord, that any time that we're struggling, Lord, that we need to get to our island of Patmos, Lord, so we can seek FaceTime with you. Have some God time, Lord. Some alone time, Lord. Not with any distractions, Lord, but just between us.
just between you and me, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to be with each one of us, Lord. Lord, may we always remember, no matter what condition that we are in, that that is all it is, Lord, is a condition. It's not our conclusion, Lord. Lord, may we, as Naaman the leper found out, Lord, may we dip ourselves if we need to, Lord, to come out with clean flesh, Lord. Lord, may we leave all of our struggles, our burdens with you, Jesus. We know we're going to face them, Lord, because we're still human and we're still alive, Lord. But we ask you, Lord, just to remind us each and every day that you wake us up on this world, Lord, of what important times that we have in our lives right now, Lord. Lord, may you give us the willing desire, Lord, to go tell somebody about your Jesus gospel, the true and only way for an eternity in heaven and not damnation in hell today, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to let us remember, Lord, that any problems that we have, we need to bring to you, Lord. Because you're the only one that can truly heal each and every one of them, Lord. No matter what we've done in our past, Lord, we know that our future is a different outcome, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. We ask you to continue to be a lighthouse through us, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.